I just want to say how excited we are about the addition of Pernell McPhee. This is a player we honestly targeted right from the onset. He's a highly productive, disruptive, and versatile defender. This guy not only brings the top physical talent, but also the right mentality and makeup to improve our football team. With that said, I'm really thrilled to introduce the newest Chicago Bear, Pernell McPhee.
What's up, y'all? First of all, for any questions, I'd like to thank God, thank Mr. Pace, thank Coach Fox for giving me the opportunity to come here and be part of this Chicago Bear. And from there, any questions?
For now, as you got into free agency and sought out the right fit for you, what were you looking for?
You know, just the right coaches that I'll be willing to come play for, that could put me in a system where I could be successful as I was in the past in Baltimore, and look like Chicago was the best position, and that's what I found and signed with.
What did they tell you about this defense, how you're going to be used in it, that you need to be successful?
Similar to Baltimore, I mean, you know, I can't really get in details. I got to I'm putting my trust in Coach Fox and all the defensive coordinators, and, you know, they'll find a plan for me to go out and, you know, create a system where I'd be successful in, like I was in Baltimore.
How much pride are you taking in versatility? Is there one position that you prefer?
Nah, man, wherever coach need me. I mean, if he need me to go play cornerback, I go play cornerback, you know. It's just a blessing, man, and it's an opportunity to show off, you know, guys like me could play any position in the front four, you know.
Did the Ravens at all make a strong push to try to keep him?
No, that's in the past. You know, I'm a Chicago Bear, so I ain't never paid attention to it.
You played alongside some pretty noteworthy edge rushers. What did you learn from them coming up, and is that how can you apply that to your new job here?
Playing with Dumaville and Sizzle Suggs, it was a blessing. They taught me a lot how to play with my eyes and my hands and my feet and how to read the game. And they all vets, future Hall of Famers. And, you know, they taught me a lot, you know, how to stay humble and how to take care of my body, you know. It was all a great experience.
For now, you lined up at various places along the front. Where are you most comfortable, two-point or three-point stance?
It don't matter. Well, coach want to line me up 2-point, 3-point, 4-point. It don't matter.
You know, the NFL likes big corners. You might be pushing a little bit. Is there an ideal weight for you? What's your ideal playing weight? What do you prefer to get?
Well, right now, last year I kind of played at 285, but I guess coming here, you know, it's a new identity. So whatever, you know, me and coach and the strength coach is going to talk, and whatever they need me to get down to, whatever they need me to weigh, you know, I'm going to make it happen.
How much work have you done, too, in coverage?
I did a pretty lot of coverage, more in practice, though, you know. But I'm a pretty good athlete, you know, coming from Pahokee. You know, we born and raised being athletes.
Assuming you had a lot of options, some other options to create, what appealed to you most about the Bears?
The defense, the tradition of the defense, you know, I want to come and be a part of the bringing that tradition back, you know, hard nose playing defense, play with violent, you know, play with an attitude, play with a swag, and, you know, just go out there and dominate the game.
What does it mean to you that they wanted to make you a focal piece of rebuilding that defense?
It's a great opportunity, you know, but right now, I mean, focus piece gonna be on the Bears. I'm sorry about that, but the Bears, you know, it ain't gonna be about me. You know, I think it's gonna be about the other 11 guys, well, 10 guys that gonna be on the field with me, and the 11 on offense, and that's what the focus piece gonna be.
Pernell, you had 7.5 sacks last year, playing about half the snaps. Do you assume you'll play more percentage of snaps this year, and how many sacks can you get as a full-time player?
I can't say how many sacks I get next year. Only thing I can say is coach and the defensive coordinators, you know, everybody going to do a great job of, you know, putting out how much playing time they want me to play And, yeah, I hope I play more than 49, but you know that. Whatever game plan coach come up with, you know, we're going to roll with it and try to be the best defense we could be.
For now, how similar of a defense, this 3-4 defense, from the conversation you've had, do you expect to be, you know, Vic's version compared to what you've done in Baltimore? Do you expect there to be a lot of carryover? And given your experience, do you feel comfortable helping some of the players who haven't been in this kind of scheme before?
Oh, of course, of course. I play defensive end in the 4-3. I play defensive end in the 3-4, and I play outside linebacker in the 3-4. So, you know, watching coach, you know, we practiced against the 49ers last year. And, you know, their defense is, when I was with the Baltimore, and their defense is very similar to ours. And so, you know, I think the scheme would be easy for me to adjust to it. And, you know, I look forward to helping some of the guys who might have a harder time adjusting to it. Say that again.
What do you think really clicked in for you last season that helped you?
I was healthy.
Anything more than that, or just
strictly healthy? I was healthy, man. That's the key. That's the key in this game. Stay hungry and healthy and hungry, man. That's the key.
You had knees, shoulder, is that right?
Yeah.
Both those issues?
Yeah, oh, they awesome right now. You know. God, no touched them.
What do you know of the history of the Bears defense? You mentioned, you know, an opportunity to be known as, you know, Chicago Bears.
The tradition, you know, back in 2005 with Urlacher and Julius Peppers, and, you know, all them great guys, you know, Lance Briggs, you know, they was dominant, you know, and then go back to when Dick was here, you know, dominant defense, refrigerator, you know, that's what they known for, you know, and that's what I come, that's why I'm, you know, thing the coach got me. Hopefully we could bring some of that intensity back, you know. Like I said, violent playing defense.
You know anybody on the current roster?
I know a couple guys. I know Lamar. He gave me a text. I know Willie from, you know, back at home. I know Big Rap. You know, Jay Cutler gave me a text. You know, a couple of the guys been shooting me texts. You know, I haven't had a personal conversation with all of them, but, you know, they seem pretty cool dudes.
If you were to write a scouting report about what your game, what would you highlight as some of the things that you bring?
I'm violent. And that's all you need to be violent. Nah, but I'm just a violent guy, man. Try to forget about the next play, no matter if it's good or bad, and you know, and play with that motor and play with that energy.
Is there any role you can play in helping to promote or helping to sell this team to other guys who might be interested?
Nah, just come watch practice. I mean, I'm pretty sure Coach Fox gonna do a great job of bringing the intensity with him. I can't sell nothing right now. I'm new, but I guarantee. I know Coach Fox gonna do a great job, and I can't say nothing but just come watch practice.
For now, was it ever difficult for you? You know, like you said, perhaps future Hall of Famers, Terrell Suggs, Elvis Dumervil. But you kind of had to bide your time. You were able to get some serious production in a part-time role. Is that ever hard though, having to kind of wait to come into the forefront and be a starter?
Yeah, it was. I mean, ain't no starter yet. I got to go fight, right? So it kind of was, and I feel like I'm in the same position now, you know. And that's the blessed thing about this opportunity. I'm in the same position I was when I was in Baltimore. Only thing is, we don't have no names such as Terrell Suggs or Elvis Dumervil, so it's gonna be really competing. It ain't gonna be just competing to get playing time. It's gonna be competing for a starter position. And you know, I'm going to approach the situation just like I did when I approached it in Baltimore, you know. And playing with them guys, you know, was a great experience. They kept me humble. They kept me focused. And even though I didn't start it, they treated me just like I was a starter, like I was a big dog.
Is there anything else for now? Good. Great. We'll do a quick photo op.
Thank you.
guys. Tell me when you're good, please.
Okay.
Can you look over here for the Bears camera?
That good? Thanks.
Good.
Thanks.
All right,
so we'll take that.
Maybe this is your
end. All right, you and Ryan can stay up. We'll open it up for questions for Ryan and John.
Ryan, you mentioned targeting him from the outset of free agency. What was his appeal to you about him?
There's a couple things that stand out with him. First of all, he's disruptive. He hits the quarterback a ton. I think he's an ascending player. Like he said, I like the violence that he plays with. He's got length, gets off blocks. I think he's a well-rounded player, too. So I think he's a productive pass rusher, but also a steady, consistent run defender. So those are some of the things that jump out.
Do you see him more of as a linebacker or a guy in the line?
Yeah, I see him, you know, and John can touch on this more, but we see him as a, you know, a base 3-4 outside linebacker that can play inside in sub packages and brings a lot of versatility.
Do you see him better suited for one side, the weak side or strong side outside linebacker, or is it the ability to be able to move him around?
I think, you know, really until we get on the grass and look at those things, I mean, it's, you know, historically you start left and right, all right, then you kind of let guys define what their roles are and what their strengths are, whether you know, you can go to an OE system with an outside backer. There's just a lot of ways to tweak it, and it's way too early until we get on the grass.
And what jumps out to you about his versatility and the different things that
he
can bring?
You know, really kind of just to highlight what Ryan said. I think, you know, he does have length. You know, he's able to use his hands very well. He does play with body lean. He collapses the pocket. You know, it's he's not what I would define as a speed rusher, but an outstanding rusher. You know, comparisons, I don't like doing those very often, but, you know, kind of Mike Strahan does it with really good technique, really good hands, good leverage. You know, he plays with good lean, and he pushes the pocket very, very well.
Ryan, have you made a decision on Jay Cutler, you're going forward with him as a starter?
Yes, we made that decision. Like I said before, we went through a process of, you know, thoroughly evaluating the roster, and we're moving forward with Jay Cutler as our starting quarterback.
Ryan, what more have you learned about Jay since the last time we talked that solidified that decision?
You know, we've spent time with him on a personal basis, just getting to know him as a person, like I said initially, and I think just being thorough with all that, that helped us come to this conclusion.
Denver, when a new regime took over and weren't committed to him at the beginning, is there any type of fence mending you have to do with him, or is there any type of convincing that he, you know, is your guy and you guys are committed to him beyond, you know, the uncertainty that was kind of hanging the last couple weeks?
You know, I don't think so. This is a new group that's coming together, new general manager, new head coach, new coaches, and I think that this was just a process for us all. So I don't feel like there's any fence mending. He understood the process that we were going through, and we're excited together going forward.
How would you characterize trade interest?
Zero. We never did that.
How much did you meet with Jay between the last time he saw us and today?
I can't put a specific number on that. We just talked to him on a personal basis. Again, I think it's not just Jay. It's all of our players. It's getting to know them as people. I mean, we come into this situation, you kind of know them from afar. You know them on film, but you got to get to know them as people, and that's kind of the process that we've been going forward with.
With that said, Brandon Marshall trade to the Jets, can you explain that decision as well?
You know, he's a good football player. And going forward, we felt this was the best for us, and quite frankly, it's the best situation for him too. So that's where we're at.
Now, what factors weighed into that decision?
Again, it's just kind of analyzing the whole roster and just, you know, looking, hey, what's best for the Chicago Bears and what's best for Brandon Marshall, and that was our decision going forward.
What was his reaction to your decision to move him? Was he understanding? Was he not happy?
He was understanding, but I like to keep a lot of those conversations internal. But it was I think we both feel good about where we're at right now.
Were you disappointed you couldn't get more compensation for him?
No, I think what occurred was fair. And again, we feel good about where we're at right now, and we're both moving forward.
Right, you talk about how good of a football player he was. How do you think moving on from him affects the locker room here and the type of building you want, the buy-in that you want?
You know, I'm not sure on that exactly. I mean, we're building this thing going forward. So we have a lot of time, guys. We still have free agencies occurring as we're speaking. We have the draft going forward as we're speaking. So we have a lot of time to continue to build the roster and build the chemistry and build the locker room. So to speak exactly on how that changes the locker room, I'm not too sure about that.
John, how do you feel about Cutler right now?
Well, obviously good. We made the commitment. Time will tell for all of us. We have not even been on the grass yet. So, I've watched Jay compete in the past. We gained a lot of information moving forward. I think there's a talent level there. Obviously, we feel good enough to explore. Like all our players, they're going to get a chance to compete and, see how we perform. And that's the exciting part about this.
How important was Adam Gase's input on deciding to stick with Jay?
Well, I think it was everybody. I think it was Dow Loggins. It was, Ryan in the scouting department. It was myself as the head coach. I think this game is about relationships, and we wanted to explore those and get comfortable with those before we made a decision. That's why, we took as much time as we could to evaluate and assess the situation.
Ryan, how is this team more like the team that you wanted to build today than it was when you got here a couple months ago?
I mean, we're still such in the beginning stages, so it's hard for me to speak on that. Pernell McPhee is a huge addition for us, and I think this is just the beginning of a lot of great things we're going to do. All I can speak as on Pernell right now, and I know we added a disruptive player, and we're going to go forward from there. So,
anything surprise you yesterday? That was a little big trades.
Nothing surprises me anymore.
None.
John, you obviously have previous experience with Jimmy Clausen.
Mm-hmm.
Your understanding of what he does well and what you guys like about him.
Well, I think I've seen, maturity and growth. I had him as a rookie. This league's tough as a rookie. I don't care what position, and quarterback probably being more tough. I've seen a guy that's matured. I watched his one start, watched a lot of preseason snaps that he was involved in. And, I've seen him grow as a quarterback. So, he'll get that opportunity. Obviously, he was a guy that we felt good enough about re-signing him. And, I'm excited to watch his growth moving forward.
Did either of you guys decide or contemplate opening the starting quarterback competition at all instead of just naming Jay the starter?
Well, I think, I can answer that. We have depth charts for one reason. We got to start somewhere. Like I said, we've not been on the grass one snap yet. So, our experience has been that you create competition in all positions and let guys compete, and we'll see how that goes. It's way too early to talk about, the final depth chart. It's not where you start the race, it's where you finish. But you have to start somewhere.
John, in your conversations with Jay Cutler, did you get the sense that there is still room for growth with him? In the past, there seems to be some concern that, he may be what he is at this point.
I think the biggest thing for me is a guy willing to work. And if a guy will work at it, he can get better. If a guy's not willing to work at it, he's not getting better. And in this league, you don't stay the same. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. And so what I saw and learned of him is intelligence. He's willing to work at it. And so I think he's capable of improving.
Ryan, you said that there was no trade talk, or you said you didn't explore that with Jay. Anybody call you?
No, a lot of these things are internal, guys. Those things never occurred. Jay's our quarterback, and that's what we're doing. That's what we're looking forward to. And I just like to keep it at that. Yeah.
John, with regard to Pernell, how big of a part of it was finding a couple guys with some previous 3-4 experience, and beyond that, what about bringing in guys with Super Bowl pedigree?
I think who they're around, what kind of organizations. I think those things are positive. I don't think they're end-all. You're looking for ability and how it fits in your scheme of things. The fact that he came from a program that's won and experienced that, kind of understands that culture, I think that's always helpful in that locker room, whether it be with teammates or, you know, carrying that flag into that locker room. But at the end of the day, you know, we evaluated him as a guy that could, you know, help the Chicago Bears win. And all of that's part of it.
Ryan, how's this process been for you the past couple of days, your first time in this role going through some of these things?
You know, it's a little different. I mean, in New Orleans, obviously, I was heavily involved in all of our free agent acquisitions, but it's a little different when you're kind of in this position. I can recommend a player to Mickey in New Orleans and say, okay, it's on him now. Now it's a little different, but it's been all of us, you know, arm in arm through this whole process, and we got a lot of good people upstairs, and so it's kind of been a group effort, and it's been good. And I feel like we're still at the beginning of it too, so I'm exciting. It's exciting going forward, not just right now. So.
What are your sentiments on that 3-day window before free agency starts, where the ground rules are a little bit murky and, you know, the league wants one thing, teams want one thing, agents want another thing? That whole process of doing that.
It is a little unusual right now, that window. I mean, you're in these general talks with agents, and, you know, obviously nothing's final, but it's kind of a feel out process, and so I don't really have a strong opinion either way. I'm okay with it.
How do you feel about the safety market right now?
It's good. It's good, and we're exploring that right now. So,
Ryan,
in pro personnel, when was the first time that Purnell caught your eye? I mean, obviously, you're evaluating pretty much everybody, but when did he first flash and you saw something special?
I mean, I knew of him coming out of Mississippi State, so it's kind of it's good following his career. And you know, we track, you know, percentage production, so even though when his snaps are not at the highest level, you realize percentage-wise how much he's disrupting the quarterback. So he honestly caught my eye as a rookie, you know, being on the pro side. And I kind of followed him throughout. And then this year was a breakout year for him. And then I knew, you know, once we started coming together as a staff and we were going to run a 3-4 defense, he was a player that was attractive. And as we got more opinions on him and looked at him closer, it just became a real, you know, natural fit. And then now, you know, as each day goes by and you get to know him more as a person and you realize his makeup and his passion for the game, you know, I feel really good about the decision.
Did you ever try to trade for him in New Orleans when they switched to a 3-4?
Honestly, no, we never talked about that, no.
Ryan, there's a bit of a track record of guys who have left that Baltimore system, gone to other teams and either haven't had the same type of success or kind of gotten lost along the way. Is there any type of trend that ties that together, or is there something about that system that...
Yeah, I think you look at each player on a case-by-case basis, so you just isolate on them as individuals. And when you look at Purnell, you see him winning one-on-one matchups all over the field. So I don't think that, you know, it's a scheme thing where he's getting this production. He's beating his man one-on-one. And what's exciting about him is it might be a tackle, it might be a guard, it might be a center. He's all over the place winning one-on-one matchups.
Ryan, is the team moving on from Charles Tillman and Lance Briggs?
You know, we've talked to both those players, you know, individually. I think they're both unique situations in that they're excellent Chicago Bears. We like to keep those conversations in-house, though.
Ryan, is it as simple as saying, you know, if he played half the team snaps roughly last year, that he can play all the team snaps and his production doubles, or is there kind of a happy medium or magic number of how many snaps, you know, a guy can make, you know, when he makes that leap?
You know, I think you've seen examples of this before. We see his production increasing with more snaps. Of course we do. And again, we just evaluate the talent. And when he plays, he's productive and he's disruptive. And, yeah, we see that to increase going forward.
What you can tell us, what's going into the pitch to some of these free agents in terms of what you expect in 2015 from this team?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day is building the right culture, being player friendly in that culture, you know, a real aggressive approach from management to do the things necessary to win. I think the tradition that the Chicago Bears have, the city of Chicago, you know, I think, you know, and the willingness to do whatever it takes to get better. So, you know, these guys are professionals in this stage of it. You know, I think it's been an easy sell so far. You know, I think this has a lot to offer, and we'll see moving forward. I think we're off to a good start.
Ryan, inheriting a roster that's set up for a 4-3 defense, as you get to this point in free agency now, how much roster churn do you feel, or transition do you feel like you need to get what you need in place for a 3-4?
you know, what's there's guys, just because they've been in a 4-3, there's guys that can still play in a 3-4. So that's part of the evaluation that we've been doing. And there's players that are currently here in place that I feel can play efficiently in a 3-4 defense.
Can you characterize it as is it a large group of players? Is it a small group of players that's going to cause you to have to be really active?
How I feel about it, and John can speak on this too, is we talk about 3-4 base, but we're in sub 60% of the time, so you're in a four-man front usually in those defenses anyway, so it presents a lot of opportunities for a lot of different players.
Are there certain qualities you're looking for in safeties right now?
I think I talked to you about we talked about safeties at the combine. I think it's a difficult position to evaluate because instincts are such a high priority with the safety position. So instincts, ball skills, ability to tackle in space, those are things that jump out to me. But and we want passionate football players, guys that are physical, passionate football players.
Brian, along those lines, anything you can share about your visit with Andrew Rowe?
You know, all those things, guys, when we, just like we did today with McPhee, when we acquire a player, we'll discuss them. But I wouldn't want to touch on players that aren't on our roster yet.
Where's Mark Houston, an end or a linebacker?
Yeah, he's going to be an outside linebacker. It's where he'll start. What he ends up being, like I said, until we hit the grass and can evaluate, it's really kind of too early to say. But he'll start as an outside linebacker.
Who do you guys have right now that fits as an end?
You know, again, that's really hard for me to answer right now. You know, I think we still have two big periods to improve and add to a football team. And then we'll stack them up and let them compete when we get that opportunity. So, I'm not going to go into a player-by-player evaluation. We'll kind of wait and let that kind of sort itself out when they start playing.
Speaking of Lamar, where is he at his rehab schedule?
Lamar's doing good. I don't think we should talk about it. Anybody's rehab, you know, exactly where they're at. He's doing well. We've spoken to him several times. He's working hard, and we're comfortable with where he's at going forward.
Brian, in reaching a conclusion on Jay, was it strictly on a face-to-face individual level, or did you have to also evaluate the free agency and the draft landscape that position too?
You know, really, yeah, with him, it was obviously a face-to-face individual level. It was a lot of tape evaluation going forward and in the different systems that he's been in. We've watched not just this past year. We've gone way back. Evaluating Jay to the moment he came in the league. So I think, you know, guys, like I said, this was a real thorough process with a lot of people involved, not just me and John, you know, Adam Gase and Dal Loggins. And so we feel good about where we're at with him right now, and we're comfortable going forward with him as our quarterback.
Do you have a sense for why the production hasn't been where it needs to be? A lot of people have been fired here. He's still quarterback.
Well, I mean, I can answer that, really. It's usually not one guy. You know, I think, this is the ultimate of team games. It is a team game. It doesn't matter whether you're on offense or defense. You know, your supporting cast, the way you approach it, you know, and we're in a production-based business. So we'll see how that works going forward.
John, what have you learned about Jay in the last month that gives you added confidence?
Well, I think from a physical standpoint, he has a skill set. I think from a mental standpoint, he has that kind of FBI. Can we get our performance level better as a football team, not just Jay? Time will tell. So I think he's got those capabilities, and we get a chance to march forward.
Do you see leadership qualities in him as such an important part?
Yeah, I think it's hard to say because I haven't really seen him interact with his teammates yet. You know, I think it's something that I think all of us can get better at on a daily basis, and we'll see where that goes going forward.
When you've gone through the tape, what's your take on the offensive lineman that you have under contract on the roster?
You know, again, I'm not going to get into a position-by-position breakdown and analysis. I think there's a lot of areas we need to improve, and, you know, we're kind of – spending time down here when we could be up there doing that.
So with that, we've got time for a couple more questions.
Ryan, with Brandon gone, how much of a priority now is wide receiver in free agency and in the draft?
I would say the receiver position, we are looking at that. We are exploring that in free agency, in the draft. There's guys, honestly, on our own roster that we could see, you know, have ascending roles. So we'll add, you know, we'll add talent to our entire roster. But, yeah, we are looking at receivers.
Do you expect any decisions today, any announcements today?
It's hard to predict that. You know, it's such a fluid process. So when something happens, we'll let you know.
Any of those receivers, ascending receivers, stand out that are worth mentioning here?
Again, I don't want to, like John said, I don't want to get on an individual basis on every player on the roster. So.
All right. Great. Thank you.